When did it really hit you what your name meant?
Oh, from very early, man. Because, I mean, we used to perform with our father, you know, as when we were Melody Makers, which we started in 1979. So we got a little of it with him. So, I mean, by then, you know, you could tell his meaning to the world, what he meant to the world. And from that, well, you know, it's something of honor. You know what I mean?
Like a badge.
True.
So you started really early, though, yourself, in it, when you started with Medley Makers, because you was, what, six?
Yeah, seven. Yeah.
That's really young to start in the business.
Yeah, well, I mean, for us, it wasn't business. It's just what we do, you know? Yeah.
But with the Medley Makers, I was going to ask you about the after. Actually, I'm going to leave that one for a minute, because I want to talk about you yourself do so many things. Okay, what is it? Singer, DJ, producer. I mean, is there no end to your talents?
I don't think so. Sorry. I don't think so. I mean, yeah, well, all right. I mean, producing is what them call it. That is a title. I mean, to me, you don't know. Me take up the guitar. You know? Music, you know? We're born musicians. We're not turned musician. It's in our blood. It's not work. It's not slate or nothing where, you know, we go in and we read what we do today. We just, you know, play music. My grandmother from the church, my grandfather was a saxophonist on my mother's side, my father, so, you know, any which way we look, was music.
There was no other way for you to go, just that.
Yeah, just music.
The thing is, they call you Ragga, Stephen Ragga Marley, all right? But when I'm reading up on you, it's not just I would say reggae music's not just the music that you're into, okay? You're kind of like a hip-hop head, aren't you, underneath?
Hip-hop head? Yeah, I'm a fan of a lot of different type of music, you know what I mean? Listen to a whole heap of old stuff, too. Ray Charles, James Brown, a lot of them people I listen to. Still, you know? Yeah, so I'm a fan of a lot of different types of music.
Because you featured on loads of people from Bodja Banton to Nelly's music.
Yeah, true. Yeah, man, I'm a fan of music. As far as I work with different people, work with Lauren, work with Eve, work with Buster, work with Bojo, work with Cableton, work with people where we love and people where check for music. And, you know, people where love music.
When you did the album, you know, the mix album for your father's music, a lot of people criticised it. The so-called reggae people that think they know everything about it, they criticised what was done. And you was like the executive producer on that. How did you feel when they was criticising your work?
When them criticised my work, I mean, them crucify Christ. So who is me for them criticise? You know what I mean? We don't watch that, you know. That's a part of it, tell you the truth. You know what I mean? And we just take it for what it really is, because the work is important and a lot of people don't know the man, Bob. Them know him music and thing, but him personal wishes, him things where him aspire, where him never get to do and such for it, right? And we are an extension of him, so it is our duty for whenever these things can come to light our life, we'll make it happen. That was our teacher. That is our teacher. That is, you know, our mentor, that. Him teach me everything. I mean, him teach me how to ride bicycle. Him teach me skills. Do re mi fa sol. You know? So that is our teacher.
When you was with Melody Makers, you lot had, what was it, the hit with, let me think, I can't remember the name of the track, Tomorrow's People. Right. Top 40 US singles hit that he never got to do. Right. So as you're saying, you're an extension of him and you've managed to keep up the work for him as well by doing that.
True. Give thanks. Yeah, man.
What happened to you? Why are you doing the Melody Makers no more? Where are they gone?
Melody Makers, we not gone nowhere. At the same time, Melody Makers is a group, and to the amount of things that we have to say, it's hard to fit all of those things into one group, you know. So we have to kind of branch out also. Yeah,
I understand that, but when I was younger, because we're kind of around the same age, kind of, we was like, when we was watching you, we was all like thinking, yeah, you know, like one of us could relate to somebody on the stage and thinking, I'd love to be in a band like that, sure, with the legend that's behind you.
Sin. Yeah, I mean, It was fun. It's fun, you know.
But not finished?
No, never. Yeah, never.
So you got plans to work with any more of the artists this year? So you worked with a rock, who's the rock musician you worked with? Aerosmith.
Yeah, Steve Tyler.
I think he's such a cool dude.
Yeah, man, I'm cool, man. He's very cool. True, true.
So you like that? I love that when you mix up the genres. I think it's the best thing to do. It makes the music sound really good and makes people realize that it's not just one way it has to go. Right. So is that the way you want to keep playing it?
Definitely. I mean, that's the way we learned it too. Because when we reflect back to our father music, and you don't know, we keep referring to our father because he's our mentor, you know? So when we reflect to his music and the ingredients of the music, he's always ahead of the time in that sense. He's never, all right, if you listen to another music from the same time, you know, you kind of get the same thing. You will hear 1970s in some music, but when you listen to Bob music, it kind of timeless. And when you wonder why, you know, all right, why when we listen to a Dillinger or whatever it be, and we listen to Could You Be Love, which make the same year, it sound like Could You Be Love was made today. Because of the ingredients, you know, it never just stuck to one way. It was a universal approach to music. And that is the key ingredients, you know.
That is why he's a legend. And that's why the music lives on and on. It can never, ever die. And especially with such a talented family as well. And let me continue on. What was I going to ask you then? Sorry. Oh, that's it. I was saying that people assume that your main genre is reggae music. But your middle name is Raga. And I wanted to ask you, where did that come from? Why they call you that?
Raga? Well, Raga don't have nothing to do with the music when I got the name. Raga mean kind of rough around the edges, you know? Yeah.
I hear you're the quiet one.
Yeah, quiet don't mean you're not rough.
I did like the way you smiled and said that. That looked devious.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have to laugh as well, because Ziggy Marley, did he get his nickname from David Bowie's character Ziggy?
No, he get his nickname from Saka.
Really?
Yeah.
That simple, football we call it.
Yeah, football. Yeah, that's what we call it, football.
So I have to ask you again, because I asked you off the mic, but I didn't ask you on mic. Are you enjoying your stay in London? How you feel here?
Yeah, man, very much so. Always, it's always... a warm welcome and a nice feeling over here. Yeah. First time here was in 1980 with my father, actually, on the way to Zimbabwe. So I think that, for that reason, you know, me always remember and have a nice little vibe about over here. Yeah.
So come and tell my listeners what the future holds for you.
Future holds anything that the Almighty brings, you know, anything where the Almighty say. That's what it is, you know what I mean? As far as, you know, what would I love to see? It's for just play music and get to the masses with the message and see the message have an effect on the people, you know? That's what I would love to see still.
So when can we see you?
When we are come to, in what? End of June.
End of June.
Yeah.
That's when you're
coming. Yeah, we come play some music over here.
Is it just you coming through?
No, man, me and the team.
Excellent.
Message to the fans, I hope the music that we give to them gives them enlightenment, hope, and, you know, a feeling of love. And yeah, that's what we always try to do, is preach love and unity through the music and give awareness at the same time.